I'm sure there's a deeper message. All right, so we'll say good morning. Let's begin. So we're picking up, still in Parak Yud Gimel, on the bottom of page Kuf Mem Vav. So remember, again, we're speaking in the Midah of Prishus and focusing on this Din of Prishus, which teaches us ultimately again that although there are things that are permitted and things that are prohibited, a person recognizes that their descent into sin does not really begin with sinful behavior. Instead, it often begins with an abuse of the permitted. And then only in the aftermath of the abuse of the permitted does a person come into the realm of the prohibited. So Prishus says, let me go ahead and back up my personal boundaries, my gidarim, my buffer zones, into the realm of the permitted, prohibiting things that are technically speaking permitted, in order to go ahead and create for myself a buffer between that which is permitted and that which is prohibited. So the Gemara, Rav Chaya goes on, Hatil v'hadibur. So for example, he says, going a til means spatzering, means traveling around, right? Darchei shishua bidur v'hadibur, and speech. So first of all, so Teal, he also, if you look in footnote 62, he says, Darchi Shishua Ubidur. Falav Dafki Yitzia Halicha Letzarechana. So we often assume that Teal means traveling. Teal also just means conversing. Conversing, speech. Im Eino Bidvar Yisr. Now, when it comes to talking in general, if you're not speaking Lashon Hara, or you're not going ahead and using any kind of nivel pen, appropriate language, it's not aser, but vaday din Torah mutterhu, ultimately against speech, permitted speech is permitted. Good. Kuf mem zayin, amnam, kama bitl Torah nimshach mimeno. How much wasted time is there from speech, right? How much bitl Torah is there from people just speaking unnecessary words? Kama min halashon hara, kama min ashkarim, how much lashon hara? How many lies? How much leitzanus? Right, just scoffing. General speech of a jocular nature. Ve'omer berov dvarim lo yecht lapesh. Shlomo Melech says, with the more you speak, right, the more comes your inability to avoid sin. So this, I will say, this is the truth. This one doesn't really need too much explanation, because all of us have been in situations where we have begun talking in very innocuous, appropriate ways, and yet very quickly conversations take a dramatic turn into that which is prohibited and seriously problematic. So again, we see this idea that although technically speaking, conversing and speech is totally fine, yet the person has to be a parush and try to draw those lines a little bit closer in order to avoid any potentially problematic speech. Klal adover, says Ramchal, here's the klal. Kevon shekol inyanei olam, eino elam sakonos atzumos. Because this goes back to the beginning of Mesilas Yesharim, where Ramchal wrote, life is a war, right? Life is a battle. Every day of life is a battle. This is what he writes over. Kevon shekol inyanei olam, eino elam sakonos atzumos. So this is a very important phrase. Everything in the world is a sakana. Right? He's a danger. Now, Bosai, this doesn't mean that everything in the world, chas v'shalom, is bad. Right? There are a lot of things. Fire is also dangerous. That doesn't make fire bad. Right? Medication could also be dangerous. It doesn't make medication bad. So his idea over here is everything in this world represents a potential sakana. Bosai, by the way, I want to point out, just to understand, this refers to matters of ruchnius as well. Right, ruchnius could also be a sakana. How could ruchnius be a sakana? When a person sometimes becomes so involved in their ruchnius that they forget about the needs of others, that's also a sakana. Right, that's a danger. Everything in this world is a sakana. Therefore, eich lo yeshubach mi sheyirtzeli malik mehem umi sheyar belaharchik mehem. So we'll say, because everything is a sakana, so successful living requires me to figure out how to draw my boundaries, what to distance myself from, and what to run away from, sometimes in totality. Zeu inyan ha-prishus ha-tov. And I will say, this is the essence of good prishus. Shalo yikach min ha-olam b'shum shimush shum shtamish mimenu, ela mashu muchrach bo mipnei ha-tzorech asher lo b'tiv o elav. I will say, this is a profound statement. What's Prishus HaTov? What's good Prishus? take from this world what you need, and ultimately, and again, in accordance with your needs. As I will say, what precious really represents is abstaining from overindulgence. Take what you need, enjoy what you need, be happy, be normal, be well-adjusted, but don't overindulge. Because the moment that there's overindulgence is the moment, ultimately, again, that the sakana sets in. It's a very profound statement. This is what Rebbe meant when he said before, remember, again, I'll say Rebbe, right? Rebbe, when he was passing away, outstretched his fingers and said, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you are my witness, that I did not enjoy from this world, even with my pinky. So the Gemara says, Im heyos nas Yisrael, v'shulchano shulchan melachim, behechrach li karnis yaso. We'll say, remember again, let's point something out. Rebbe was the Nasi, right? Rebbe was the head of Klal Yisrael. And I will say, you understand that the way it works in Jewish leadership, right, both for the king as well as the Kohen Gadol, they will say part of their office is wealth. Well, this is very important, right? The Nasi can't be a schlump, right? The king can't be wearing rags. They both have to be wealthy, and they both have to live lifestyles of wealth for very good reason. Because ultimately, again, this is what earns the respect of their followers and of their peers. So when Rebbe says, I never enjoyed even a little bit from this world, what does it mean? What does that mean? The Pashtos, his table was the table of a king, right? The food that he ate were the delicacies of a king. The clothing that he wore was the finest of a king. So what's the pshat? What's the pshat? He goes on, Ukamamar zichron lebracha, shnei goyim bevitnech, like the Medrash writes, or the Pasuk writes, by Rivka Yemenu. She was carrying two nations, Zerebi va'antoninus, shela pasuk me'al shulchanam lo chazeres lo kishas lo tznon, lo bimos ha'cham lo bimos ha'gishamim. V'chizkiyo me'al chiyudah kimokein, u'shar ha'ma'aran shara zacharati, kula me'kayim morim, she sh'adam lifrosh mikomashu tanug olami, l'man lo yipo b'sakanoso. So we'll say what it means ultimately, says the Mechaber, is that each of these individuals, remember he quoted Chizkiyo also before, right? That even though Chizkiyo ultimately again had every delicacy on his table, what did Chizkiyo eat? He had a lot of vegetables, right? And that wasn't because he was on a diet, right? It's because ultimately, again, that's how he created his precious in this world. So I say, see, the idea over here is not the pshat that Rebbe barred delicacies from his home or barred the finest clothing. It's the idea that he drew his line somewhere within the realm of the permitted in order to avoid chas v'shalom falling into the descent of sin. That's what happened over here. Ventisha v'tomar. So maybe you'll ask and you'll say, Im kein, eifo shezed davar, mistarech u'mukhrach, lama, pech kuf memchas, lama lo gazru alav chachamim, kimo shegazru ala sayagos, v'takonovs shegazru. So I'll say, listen to this. If that's the case, that precious is so important, then what? This is incredible. Why isn't it legislated? Siyavo said, if you notice over here, what's precious? What's precious? Precious is totally voluntary. In other words, if I want to be a parish, I can be a parish. If I don't want to be a shalom, people say, I don't understand. Anything that's so, Shabbos is only such thing. If you want Shabbos, you could have Shabbos. You don't want Shabbos. Shabbos is a halacha. You have to keep Shabbos. You have to keep kashrus. You have to keep Yaros HaMashpacha. What's the pshat? Here you're telling me, we're spending a whole chapter speaking about how profound and how important precious is. So why don't Chazal legislate, right? Build precious into the construct of halacha and make it mandatory instead of optional. So look what he writes. This is profound. Hinei atshuva mevu'eres pshuta. The answer is very simple. Kilo gazru chacham gzera ele imkein rov hatzibor yecholim la'amod ba. It will say very simple. Chazal only make gzeras that the majority of the populace are capable of upholding. Also, listen to this profound statement. The ain rov hatzibor lios chasidim, aval dai lahem sheyihyu tzadikim. Rebbe say this goes back to the beginning of the chapter. If you remember again, the Ramchal made a fundamental distinction between a tzaddik and a chassid. Right? A tzaddik is a person who fulfills all that God has commanded. Right? Whatever the obligation is, that's a tzaddik. The chassid goes lifnim meshuras hadin, goes above and beyond that which is expected to perform more. Chazal said, You can't legislate chassidus. You can't legislate a person to be a chassid. You can't command a person to be a chassid. I could command a person to be a tzaddik, which is actually, whoever heard of such a thing like this, right? But yeah, because we're just using different definitions. A tzaddik is someone who upholds the words of the Torah. Okay, each of us has an obligation to be a tzaddik. Good. But to be a chassid, to be a chassid is a level above. And that you have to choose. That Chazal can't legislate. Why? Because I will say the truth is, not everybody is capable of being a chassid. Not everybody is capable of it. It's an additional level. So for Chazal to legislate that everybody has to be a chassid is a gzeira she'ein rov hatzibur yecholim la'amon bo. Is a decree that the majority of the population cannot uphold. And therefore, again, halacha l'maisa, they did not legislate precious. Aval dai lahem she'yiyu atzadikim. All right, so we'll stop over here for today. We're going to pick up with this in Yerzah Hashem tomorrow. But this is an incredibly profound idea. That here HaKadosh Baruch Hu needs us to be tzaddikim. Ideally, would love for us to be chassidim as well. But lamaisi, you can't legislate chassidus, right? You can't legislate chassidus. Therefore, again, that's why Chazal could not go ahead and legislate Precious. But ultimately, again, Precious is saying that Chazal want us to aspire to. But ultimately, again, do not make it part of the legal construct of halacha. We'll continue on this theme tomorrow.